Our next speaker today will be Stephanie K. Hay. She founded the Hay Law Group in Houston, Texas, and they also have an office in Decatur, Georgia. She's a transactional entertainment attorney who practices entertainment law, focusing on music, film, television, podcasting, influencing, and NIL issues. She's obviously licensed to practice in both Texas and Georgia. She's a frequent guest speaker on podcasts and at creative and professional events, like the one we're here for today. In addition to her practice, she is passionate about educating creatives about the entertainment business. She's also a former adjunct professor in the music business department at Houston Community College. She's also the immediate past chair of the Houston Community College Business Advisory Board, and she collaborated with the most influential music business professionals in Houston to bring about professional growth and opportunities to students. Her aim there was to keep and move the entertainment industry forward in Houston. She also serves the community in a lot of different capacities. She served as the board secretary for Women in Film and Television in Houston from 2020 to 2022. She also is a former Girl Scouts of America troop co-leader and a former board member of Lou Wish, a nonprofit aimed at helping women who have been diagnosed with life-altering illnesses. She obtained her JD cum laude from Thurgood Marshall School of Law at Texas Southern University in Houston, and her BA in journalism, it's a cool undergrad, from Howard. And also in December 2023, she will earn her entertainment law and industry certificate from USC Gold's School of Law. And so everyone, help me welcome Stephanie Hay.
Well, good afternoon. Hey, everybody. I'm Stephanie. I am honored to be here this afternoon. When they asked me to do the Essentials 101 course, I went back and forth about how should we format this? How detailed should it be? And so today we'll kind of do like a down and dirty of the copyright and trademark, and then specifically kind of talk about our particular areas of practice when it comes to television, music, podcasting, things of that nature. But I thought since we were doing, and they titled the course 101, we needed to kind of go through like a basic copyright trademark conversation. So for anybody who has already done this, I apologize, but I feel like it might be necessary and it'll be a good refresher for all of us, okay? All right, let's do this. Okay, so this is just our basic outline of what we'll be talking about today, and just an overview. I separated, and just to kind of give you an idea of how we'll do this, I separated out the basics of copyright and trademark first, and then I'll get into essentially the elements and how they apply directly to what we're practicing. So first things first, let's talk about the copyright statute. So copyright starts with Title 17 of the United States Code, and we have the Copyright Act of 1976 and the Act of 1909. They are important, the most relevant one, the one that we all practice and use in our regular everyday practice, is primarily the Copyright Act from 1976. The reason I put the 1909 Act on the slide is because depending on when the work was created, you may have to tap into those particular statutes as they apply to your particular work. So it is relevant, and it's just something to me that you keep in back of mind depending on when the work was created. But primarily at this time, day, and space, we are always pretty much working off of the Copyright Act of 1976. And of course, copyright comes from the federal law versus state law. Many a times, like, I'll get calls all the time about wanting to sue. And so I have to decipher, are we suing based on a contract matter, or are we suing based on somebody violated my rights? And we'll talk about what those rights are specifically a little bit later. But just knowing that we have the federal law, which is when they are claiming, hey, you have violated my rights under the copyright law, and there's an infringement matter, versus it is not a violation of their copyrights or their exclusive bundle of rights. It is simply a violation of a contract matter, which will then, of course, be state specific and governed by whatever the jurisdiction and venue is within that particular agreement. So that's always important to keep top of mind, because it just depends on what rights they're talking about. So like infringement of a song, of course, then we may be looking at federal versus, you know, violation of the licensing that they contracted for.